Gentle Fracture Productions presents.
In a seat at the bar of the Wailing Griffin, a tavern in the slums of Renara, an aging warrior tops as much as he drinks, and he drinks way too much. These are his tales. Wanted, swordsman for hire. Episode 1, The Job with the Keep and the Lake of Lava. The Epilogue. By Nathan Dane.
Huh? What do you mean, how did I defeat Count What's-His-Name and escape the keep? Look at these muscles! Why, my bicep is probably twice the size of your thigh. Not to mention Kelly here, it's almost as long as you are tall. Barkeep! Another! Well, obviously I did defeat him and made it out just fine. I mean, I'm here, aren't I? But, if you must know... Thank you, Barkeep. If you must know, standing in the midst of all of those beasties just got my heart pumping in that good sort of way. Almost immediately after they were all lit up by that magical orb thingy, the Grox closed in tight, and I went, ha, 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 and they went, roar, then lots of splats and raining of blood. Then, with a slice and a ha, I rushed up to Sevius and ha, and he turned but didn't get out of the way fast enough, and down he went. But by then, the rock beasts were on top of me, and I tucked into a roll to spring up behind them, and with a gra, ha, ha, it went roar, but then another one brought down the club, boom, with a big boom. But I just flipped around and swung. Then splat went its arm. And by this time, the ash crawler surrounded me with more of the Groks, and they all went shing, 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 shing. But I was too fast for them. The dwarf star steel armor deflected a number of claws and blades, and before they knew it, I was right up on Count What's-His-Name, who'd been doing some mystical humana thing with his hands, and my sword went splat right through both hands, sending both of them soaring through the air. Ah! He screamed out, and whatever spell he was casting evaporated. Then with a ha, his body schnicked into a dozen pieces. And as soon as that happened, all the others seemed to have lost their thirst for battle. Speaking of thirst... As all the beasties scattered, I grabbed the orb, wiped off all the blood, kicked one of the parts of Count What's-His-Name for good measure, and made my way back to the pub. I stopped off at a Sorcerer Sam's staggeringly sized superstore and hawked the thing for a small sack of gold. Not as much as I'd been promised, but it paid the bills. You know how it is.
Wanted, Swordsman for Hire is a creation of Gentle Fracture Productions. Written by Nathan Dane. Produced by Ashton Stone and Nathan Tucker. Music composed by Nathan Tucker. Voiced by Nathan Tucker, Catherine Tucker, and Ashcon Stone. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate, share, and review. Join us on Patreon for early access to future episodes of this and other creations of Gentle Fracture Productions. On the next Wanted, Swordsman for Hire. Episode 2. The job with the ridiculously large tree.
The great scholar Pratchett had written Ye Truth about dragons years ago, and though he got a few things wrong, the most important bits are pretty spot on. Their massive leathery sacks of magic claws and teeth that like to eat people, and if not disposed of properly, they tend to explode, usually causing a disproportionate amount of destruction in their wake.
From Gentle Fracture Productions, Wanted, Swordsman for Hire. Wherever you get your podcasts and with early access on Patreon.